Welcome to Boxcar English, where there's always room for you. Lost Track. If you haven't listened to the last two episodes, well, I jumped on a train, a freight train, and started riding. A freight train is a kind of train that people are not allowed to ride. It's illegal to do it. It's very dangerous. I don't know exactly why I did it. It just felt like something I had to do. Deciding to get on the train was similar to riding the train without knowing where I was going. Do you understand? Deciding to get on the train, I felt like I wasn't in control. And not being in control is the same feeling of riding a train without knowing where you're going. Everyday life is really like riding a train without knowing where we're going. We think we have more control than we really do. And at that moment, when I jumped on the train, I felt like I had lost track of my life. I had lost track of myself. And so maybe to get back on track, I just felt like I had to get on a real, actual railroad track. So, on the train, in our boxcar, I say our because Shelby, my little brown dog, was with me. On the train, I could walk back and forth inside the boxcar, but I could not, obviously I could not, change the direction the train was going in. The train was going in a direction, and I could not change that. I could choose what to do on the train, but not where it was going. Similarly, we're all on the planet Earth. The planet is going around the sun all the time, and we can't choose where it's going. But we can choose what we're doing while we're on it. Similarly, our galaxy is extremely large compared to us, but I think it's probably traveling through space, and we can't decide where we're going on it. All we can do is decide to do... All we can do is decide what to do while we're in it. And so, what did I choose to do while I was in the train car? I imagine you might want to ask me that question. Well, here's what I did. I found that I could see outside through a crack in the door, and I watched the world going by through that crack. Inside the boxcar was dark, so I was naturally attracted to that one crack that the light was coming through. It was the only place to see anything. And what did I see? I saw a lot of old factories, and I saw a lot of new factories, and I saw some highways, and I saw some old forgotten houses, and I saw a lot of old trees, and a lot of young trees, and every now and then I saw a river. Sometimes we passed over rivers on bridges. That felt really special, like I was in touch with some kind of angel. And after a while, I got really hungry. I hadn't brought any food, any water. I hadn't brought anything. No toothbrush, nothing. I was getting very hungry and very thirsty too. It's July, so it was very hot outside, and it got extremely hot in the train. The train stopped a few times, but I didn't get out. I didn't know if there would be someone from the railroad company or the police, maybe. I didn't even know how long the train would stop for. I just looked out the little crack as the train stopped and as it started going again. I lost track of how many times the train stopped. I lost track of the time completely. But eventually, I could see that the sun was going down. It was getting to be sunset. And the train stopped in some train yard as the sun was setting. And I got out this time with Shelby. When I got out, I looked around to my left and to my right, and I did see somebody. Somebody in a uniform. But I don't think they saw me. Maybe they did. I really have no idea. I just ran off into some trees and started looking around. I had absolutely no idea where I was. I was hungry and thirsty and couldn't think. I was off the track, at least for a while. That's all for this time, my friends. I hope you are on the right track of this story. And say, don't forget to write me a note at Carl, that's K-A-R-L, at boxcarenglish.com. If you support the podcast on Patreon, you can chat with me. I can help you with your English one-on-one. And you get the transcripts to all the episodes. It's so helpful to be able to read and listen at the same time. Please do come on, chat with me, and even take lessons with me. It's a lot of fun getting to talk to you. So go to patreon.com/boxcarenglishpodcast and check it out. Thank you, friends. I'll see you again next time, right here on Boxcar English, where there's always room for you.